Yeah, do you? I have different things. There's been things I'm aware of where in the public, it's the people are already exploited. They feel visual. They feel like people are focused on them. So if you believe that about that situation, then you try to make it, like Bob said, as private as possible, as discreet as possible. I'll wait till somebody's in a parking lot by their car. I'll slide up when nobody's around. I won't just walk up in the middle of the restaurant. I'll wait till they're almost at their car, and I'll even explain that to them. A lot of times, tears will just come out. God will put tears right down my face. And I remember being in a Bass Pro Shop, and there was a lady in a wheelchair, and I wanted to pray with her so bad, and I just felt like it wasn't going to be heard well, and I didn't want to hurt them more or make the situation worse. And finally, I talked to the husband, and I began to share with him while she was sitting there, and it grabbed his heart so much because I started to cry. And I said, I was just so concerned how you were going to hear me, and I just didn't want to walk up and be presumptuous. But I just have such a love for your wife and believe that God. And it touched him so much. He leaned down, whispered to his wife, and compelled his wife to hear me and let me pray. But that's the way I handled it. So sometimes it's not like that. Sometimes you just say, excuse me, wow, what? But there's sometimes discernment. And that's what the love of God will do. You'll just certain situations. And I can tell you a couple testimonies where I waited till somebody was completely alone, where it was just me and them and Jesus. And there wasn't any thought of who's around, who's watching, what are people thinking. Because a lot of people, not that God's not bigger than all that, but a lot of times it puts them in a tough spot that I don't need to put them in if necessary. You see what I'm saying? So there's just a couple places of sensitivity there. And I don't believe you can make laws on these things. They're not textbook. They're in the moment. It's just like you have to discern to save with mercy or snatch out of the fire. That's the way you minister or handle certain situations. It's usually within the church. But it says we're to know the difference. So we're growing in that to know how to handle those situations. And it's just stepping out and growing in communion with God along the way, okay?
Always know that when you're praying for somebody, it's never about you getting a testimony. People aren't subjects. They're not like, they're not a subject. They're people that God loves. And so the heart of God is always that you're loving people. It's about loving people. It really is. We walked up to a lady in the mall today, a group of people, and I walked by and I asked why she was in a wheelchair. I just asked. And she said spinal bifida. And so her feet are facing out the whole way. She's got spinal bifida. She's in a wheelchair. She can't walk. And I remember a little boy that came to our church that had spinal bifida. And he was like 3, I think, when they first brought him. And he can't walk, and he had the braces on his ankles and everything. And then a year and a half later, we had prayed. A year and a half later, he comes back. The kid can walk. He's completely, it's awesome. So I just shared that. I said, oh my gosh. And I shared the testimony, but I had tears in my eyes, sharing the truth about it. And she let me pray for her, and we prayed, but not because she's a subject, because God loves her. And that could be one of those topics where it's sensitive. Right. It's discernment. It's loving people, and you grow in it. Guys, listen. Don't let it overwhelm you so much that you won't approach anybody, because you get scared, because that discernment thing can turn into fear in a second. So we're growing in this thing, and we're learning how to walk in love. So sometimes, you know, and some people are going to be upset. It's going to happen. I mean, it's going to happen. And you pour your heart out when that thing comes. You say, look, and just talk the truth out of your heart. Say, I'm learning how to hear God, and I'm growing. And I just want you to know how much God loves. Wow. And they might be angry. And then you walk away from that thing, and you thank God for who you are. And you thank God for who they are. You keep this thing in check. You keep your heart in check. That's why I talk about the conscience. That's why I talk about your heart before God. You're pure in heart, the blood of Jesus, the reality of a clean conscience. So that we can stay in that place of hearing Him. So we prayed, and then it opened up to where we prayed for her, and I saw some things about her life. And it was awesome. And then ended up praying for her mama, who's on disability, who got completely healed. And it was awesome. But man, just grow and just be sensitive, man. Just love, but not so sensitive that you walk in fear. That you're so afraid of offending people that you forget that God loves people. Never forget that God loves people. Walk in the love of God. It's really important because this whole conference is about the love of God. That's why we do what we do. That's why we're even speaking, so we can grow in identity and walk in the love of God. I've heard lots of stories, and I've had a lot of situations where in the beginning I walked in a lot of zeal, but the wisdom wasn't where it needed to be. But I would rather it would be easier to walk with somebody, to teach somebody that was walking in zeal to help them to grow in wisdom than it is to get somebody that's afraid to step in. But when you start to see the reaction of somebody's life changed just by your encouraging word to somebody and their life changes, you see a suicide prevented. That fear thing gets broken off. But always be sensitive and always know that it's about the love of God. And when you walk away from somebody, no matter what the situation is, always walk away with them knowing and remembering that God really loves me.